USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has not changed his mind about the results of the election after the Electoral College certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory.
The campaign would have more specifics for you on legal recourse, but yesterday was one step in the constitutional process leading up to the January 20th date in the Constitution.
At the briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany had no comment about the news that Russian President Vladimir Putin had publicly congratulated Biden. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn is hopeful another coronavirus vaccine will be approved later this week.
We have a vaccine advisory committee meeting on Thursday where we'll have a full public vetting of it, and we expect to follow a similar course.
Biotech company Moderna behind this vaccine. Hahn also praising President Trump for his leadership during the vaccine development process. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.